Mother, look! A cabin in the woods! Let's go see what is inside. Oh, look! Somebody left 3 bowls of porridge on the table. How about we try them? Ow! This porridge is too hot. Maybe the smaller bowl will be better. Oh, this porridge is too cold. Hopefully the smallest porridge will do the trick. This porridge is just right. It almost tastes like the porridge you used to make, Mother. Well, all that porridge made me a little tired. Maybe we can find somewhere to rest. Those 3 chairs there look like a good place to rest. I'll try the biggest one first, Mother. Then when I find the right chair, you can choose whatever chair you like. Oh, this chair is far too big. I'll try the one beside it. Oh my, this chair is also too big. Maybe this last chair will fit right. Oh, it simply is perfect. Ow! Oh my goodness, I broke the chair. Looks like we should find another place to sleep, Mother. Mother, look! I found the bedroom, and there are also 3 beds in here. I will try the largest bed first. This bed is too hard. I'll try the next bed. Oh my! I almost sunk into the bed. This bed is far too soft. Okay, last try. Oh, this bed is just right. Good night, Mother. Have a good sleep. Mother, I'm finding it rather hard to fall asleep. Could you please turn off that odd beeping noise?
Doctor, please. How long does my little Goldie have left?
Sir, I have done all I could to save your daughter's life, though her injuries are quite severe. Besides the lacerations on her throat and chest, she has also lost an arm. Since it was not recovered, there is nothing we could do to save it at all. All that plus a major concussion, 2 broken ribs, and a shattered kneecap. I'm sorry, sir, but she doesn't have long. Trust me, sir. I've seen everything, but I have to ask. What would compel her to walk into a bear's den?
Her favorite story is Goldilocks and the 3 Bears. It was actually her mother's favorite story as well. That's where she got her name from. Her mother used to read to little Goldie every night, before she put her to bed. Goldie has such a powerful imagination. So, when she told me she was going to find where the 3 Bears lived, I thought she was just playing one of her little games. I didn't actually expect her to go wander into the woods and into an actual bear's den. Goldie? Goldie! Doctor! Please save her!
Okay, sir. I need you to leave the room. Nurse, I have a code blue here.
Please, doctor. What's happening to my daughter?
Nurse, get this man out of here!
Nurse, the paddle's all right.
Analyzing now. Stand clear.
Clear!
Thank you all for coming to my little Goldie's funeral. Goldie was so little when her mother passed. She couldn't really understand the tragic reality of her mother passing, nor did she know how to properly process the information. Along with that English accent. She also developed an amazingly strong imagination. An ability to conjure anything she could think of. When her mother passed, she never really believed it, because her strong imagination brought life to her late mother. She constantly talked to the air beside her as if her mother were truly there. Of course, This made things difficult for me. Constantly hearing her talk to my late wife, I could never truly mourn her passing. Now I must mourn for the two. At least I know she's truly with her mother. Oh, little Goldie. I hope this final bed will forever be just right.